C.C. Peterson's audiobook demo.
From Bonsai. Shen struggled to phrase the questions he needed to ask. Mother, what happened? What is it about father's death you're not telling me? He pleaded. Oddly enough, the first thing she said was that her marriage had been arranged. What do you mean, arranged? What does this have to do with his death? Shen asked. She inclined her head slightly toward the formal portrait of his father hanging on the wall, and then looked out the window for several minutes before she answered. Let me tell you this my own way, she said. He nodded in acquiescence. From the student. The day I turned 17, I moved from the dormitory that I shared with a dozen others to a room of my own. It had only the basics, a bed, a basin, a place to put my robes, and a desk. Unlike the shared student rooms, though, I had a window, and it had a view of the valley that swept down from the tower where I lived. From Blind Date. It was a suddenly quiet moment after the flurry of activity, and they looked at each other, smiled, averted their eyes, shifted in their seats, and looked at each other again. I'm sorry, I'm new to this. She nodded. Me too. Drink? Oh yes, please. Wine? He scanned the list and frowned. Okay, that's a lot of wines. She laughed. You know what? I'll have a beer. The relief on his face was the stuff of great photographs. Hey, me too. From the secret adversary. She had noticed the speaker more than once amongst the first-class passengers. There'd been a hint of mystery about him which had appealed to her imagination. If anyone spoke to him, he was quick to rebuff the overture. He spoke to no one. Also, he had a nervous way of looking over his shoulder with a swift, suspicious glance. She noticed now that he was greatly agitated. There were beads of perspiration on his brow. He was evidently in a state of overmastering fear. And yet, he did not strike her as the kind of man who would be afraid to meet death. He stood looking at her with a kind of desperate irresolution. It must be, he muttered to himself. Yes, yes, it is the only way. Then aloud, he said abruptly, You are an American? Yes. A patriotic one? The girl flushed. I guess you've no right to ask such a thing. Of course I am. Don't be offended. You wouldn't be if you knew how much there was at stake. But I've got to trust someone, and it must be a woman.